Happy Thursday, everybody. Hey, I bet you didn't expect to see me here on your feed on a Thursday, but we are back with our live show that we recorded this past Sunday evening, where we took your calls live on Facebook for about an hour and had a great time talking Disney Cruise Line experiences for first-time Disney cruisers. We recapped Marathon Weekend. We looked forward to Princess Half Marathon Weekend. We talked about meeting the princesses around the parks. We talked about mini trip reports, the Pop Century, and more. It's a great show, and we took about 15 to 20 calls in about an hour. It was awesome, lots of variety, so I hope you enjoy today's show. Today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel, so when it comes time for that next Disney vacation, let's you and I work together. Drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great specials, and while you're there, fill out that free no-obligation quote. And you'll give me all the information you need to plan a possible Disney vacation to the cruise line, you know, sailing with Disney Cruise Line, working with Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or even Adventures by Disney. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And thank you again to everybody who supports the show with our Amazon affiliate link. Anytime you do that online shopping, just please click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. All right, let's get to the live show. Just like it was back in 2010, it's the February 2019 live show. Thanks so much for your support.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the February 2019 live Be Our Guest call-in show. Hey, it's a blast from the past. We used to do these once a month, and we're going to try to bring those back here in 2019 live on Facebook over at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to you whenever you hear this show on the feeds. And good evening to our folks tuned in live on Facebook. Thanks so much for making our show a part of your evening. My name is Mike Rallman. I'm the host of the Be Our Guest Podcast, and I'm the only one here tonight. Pam and Ricky, they must have bets on the Grammys. I don't know what's going on, but they are busy tonight. So I just thought that you guys would be our co-host tonight. There's plenty to talk about. So we're going to go for about the next hour taking your phone calls live here on Facebook and also taking your comments in the comment section on the Facebook feed. So good Sunday night to everybody tuned in live. I hope that you're having a great wrap to your weekend and you're ready to have an awesome week coming up. So we are going to be taking your calls. So what are we talking about? Let's go back to the old days. And remember when we used to do this once a month? It was always on the third Sunday of the month, but I thought we'd throw this in this weekend because my wife and daughter are up. They're actually on their way home from Chicago right now, so I had a little free time. So I thought I'd throw this in here on a Sunday night. So some of the stuff we can talk about, if you noticed lately, they've been testing the gondolas over by the studios. I'm excited to ride one of those. I'm curious to hear from you guys. How excited are you about the tower over at Coronado Springs or the Riviera Resort, which is now booking over on the campus, or, you know, the site of Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, those kind of things? How about the after-hours events? Is that something you would fork out the money to do? And there's so much more to talk about, and I see the phones are ringing, so let's get right to it. I need co-hosts, so let's get some calls in here, and let's take our first call. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is James from Alabama.
James, how you doing, buddy? Roll Tide.
Doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm trying to stay warm up here in St. Louis. I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Sir, I was just curious, you know, just really got started listening to the podcast about maybe 2 months ago. I drive a truck locally, so I have a lot of time to listen. You've actually inspired me to want to do the Run Disney Marathon. And my question is, what are your suggestions for the best shoes and all to wear?
Oh, my gosh. James, you're talking to the wrong person when it comes to real running stuff. Because here's what I do. I hate to say it. Now, are you not? You're in the Huntsville area, right? I see the 256. Is that right?
Well, we actually live closer to the Birmingham area now.
Okay. I love Alabama. I taught Space Camp down there, and I just fell in love with Huntsville when I was down there. So, place. Okay, so let me get back to your question. I run on New Balance shoes just because they fit my feet really well. And I'll be honest, I wear through a lot of shoes pretty quickly because I run a lot of miles. And I get all my shoes on Amazon, and I don't buy the expensive ones. Like, I see the talk in our Lizards running group, and folks talk about all these really nice running shoes. But I'm cheap, so I get New Balance shoes that are super comfortable and happen to work, and they're usually about $65 or $70 a pair. So they're nothing like the $200 pair some people run in, and they get the job done. Like, I'm not breaking any records. I'm not qualifying for the Olympics. I'm just a 45-year-old dude out there trying to put in the miles. So I find something. I also have a pair of Brooks that I got for $60 on Amazon. I've liked those over the past few months. So I just say, you know, get something that's comfortable that you can handle and go with it. I don't think you need to spend a lot of money. I've never had an expensive pair of shoes, and I've done a lot of races. Not fast, but I've done a lot.
Right.
So what about you? I mean, what are you thinking about doing a full marathon, or what's your plans coming up?
No, honestly, I played football at North Alabama. I was an offensive lineman. So I'm looking to shed the weight. Like when I say you've inspired me to do it, you know, right now I currently weigh 340 pounds, have started DDP yoga, lost 20 pounds in the last couple of weeks, and I'm about to start the couch to 5K.
There you go.
And I'm going to work my way up. And the goal is not just coming January, but January of 2021. We're going to do a big family trip down and do the 5K for sure. Hopefully do the 10K as well.
Hey, well, you know, keep listening to the podcast and let me know how that journey's going. And seriously, just take it one run at a time, one day at a time. You're an athlete. You know how it goes. You know, it's like, it's the long haul. It's not the short little sprint. It's the big prize at the end. But let me know when you sign up for that Run Disney race, because I'd love to run it with you. That'd be an honor.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right, roll tide. Take care. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Roll tide.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care. All right, great first call. All right, let's get to the next call. We got, hey, I hate that sound. On the 860, hey, who's calling?
Hey, Mike, this is Bob P. from Connecticut.
Bob P. from Connecticut, how's it going? How you doing tonight?
It's going absolutely great. I just thought I'd make one comment about your running shows.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm 60. I'm 60. Knees are shot, legs are shot. But you know what? You inspired me. I realized I wasn't in shape to do the many miles of walking required at Walt Disney World. So I got on a treadmill, even ran a mile once. That didn't work well. But I've got a word of advice for anyone going over there over 60. Get in shape.
I totally agree.
And I have a second word of advice. If Mike on the podcast mentions the food, don't eat it.
If I mention it, like Taco Bell, you probably shouldn't eat it.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I run to eat. That's my whole secret. Like, okay. So over the weekend, my girls have been in Chicago. So Paige is obviously off at school at Mizzou. Pam and Mallory are in Chicago. They had a big cheerleading competition. They're getting home tonight about 11 o'clock. That's why we snuck in the show. I'm sitting here by myself. So I'm like a bachelor for the weekend. So I went to Las Fuentes and had fajitas Friday night. Went back up there on Saturday night, had fajitas. Today I've had Taco Bell and Dairy Queen. Yeah, so you're right. Don't follow anything I eat. Don't listen. It's horrible. It's horrible. But that's why I did 19 miles today between running and walking. So I'm even.
Well, I got to tell you, while we're talking, I am doing laps.
Oh, hey, that's what
now,
I do.
admittedly, they're short laps, but they're laps, and I'm keeping moving. So my wife and I both realized that it's time to get in shape and go back to Walt Disney World. So we're doing it.
There's something to be said, though, for being in physical shape to walk the parks, because it is exhausting, especially we go in the summer for our family vacation, and there's just a toll it puts on your body with the heat, the humidity, the miles. I mean, you don't realize that just by the time you get rolling, say you want to go back to American Adventure at Epcot, by the time you get off the bus or, you know, off the monorail or park your car, it's at least a mile just to get back there. Then you're around the park probably 4 or 5 more miles and back out to the car. Then you'll probably go to another park that night. I mean, 10 miles is no problem at all. And I mean, how many days do we walk 10 miles at home?
Yeah, I will tell you that the maps show that the Magic Kingdom is a 2.31-mile circuit to walk. But who the heck walks the circuit in Magic Kingdom?
You know what, though? Back before FastPass Plus, when they had the legacy FastPasses, my job for like 5 years was that I would go to, you know, it was the game. Like once that window open to get your next fast pass, you know, like the first fast pass will come available so you could go to that attraction, but you could go get another fast pass then. I would go, especially at Animal Kingdom, I would go all over like Everest and then back to Kilimanjaro Safaris and then over to Dinosaur. I must have done 12 miles before like lunch because I was fetching those fast passes like they were golden, and they were. But that way at night we could ride all these rides. But man, I was the go-to guy. Got everybody's little cards, stuck them in the machine. Inevitably, one would get stuck. Remember, we thought those were the good old days. Were those really the good old days? Maybe not.
Well, I precede that. And I used to memorize touring plans. So
that's awesome.
So my jog across the park to get first in line or next in line, you know, my wife used to describe it as the death march. But hey,
I always looked at it as you're putting, at least with the Legacy, like you were putting money in the bank for the evening, because they, for the longest time, they didn't enforce the return time. So, you know, we would have a stack of fast passes, you know, about half an inch thick. And so we'd be like, okay, when we come back, because we'd go in the morning, collect fast passes, go back and swim, come back in the evening, and we'd have fast passes for like six attractions. And so the night was just wonderful because you could do Space, Big Thunder, Splash, and just see a parade, watch fireworks, have dinner. I mean, it was like a rock star that night, but you put in the time in the morning to get there.
Well, I will tell you one of the things. You were asking a question about buying the evening hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done that. One year when my son was young, we bought the only evening hours they had were the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And we were doing Space Mountain. We finished Space Mountain and no one was in line. And we rode again. We rode five times in a row before we voted as a team to say, that's enough. We never got out of our seat.
But you know what, though? Here's how I know that I'm getting a little bit older, because after about two times, and Space Mountain's my favorite attraction because I love space and I love roller coasters. And I love the whole, I like the smell of Space Mountain. It's weird, but I just like the whole experience, the sounds, the star tunnel music. But the thing is, after two rides on Space Mountain, man, I'm just like, I got to walk away. My body, my kidneys and everything can't, I'm 6'3". Like my joints can't take three times in a row anymore in Space Mountain. So.
Yeah. My son and I, We kind of had joint vacation a couple of years ago. We hit every hard ride in Walt Disney World, in Magic Kingdom, in a row. After lunch, before dinner, we just hauled butt across the park, and we did it all. And he had a great dinner. I thought I was going to die.
Well, those are the memories that we hold on to, right?
Yep.
Forever. Hey, well, thank you so much for calling in from Connecticut. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend, and we're going to do this monthly, so I hope to hear from you in March. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay, thanks.
Yes,
bye.
Sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Great start to the calls. Let's get another one in here. This is old school, and this is fun. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Carrie from Michigan.
Hey, Carrie, up in the mitten. How's it going up there? You guys staying warm?
Yeah, we just got some more snow. My husband's out snow blowing. I thought this is the perfect time for me to call.
Okay, hey, it works for me. Just don't get your... There you go. You got the dog, too. The dog's in with you. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
He's afraid of the snow blower.
Yeah, I can see that. So what's on your mind?
So it's Ask Anything, right?
Yes, it is. We're just... whatever you want to talk about tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad I got through. So we are going to Disney World in September, and we're staying at Bay Lake Tower. We're really excited about it. And my question is just about how to make room requests, because I feel like I've heard a lot of different things about some people saying you need to put a fax request in, which seems very archaic, or you need to call between a certain window of time. So I was just kind of wondering, like, if we wanted to make a request for, you know, let's say the 8th floor or above, or which end of the building, or even something as simple as bed rails for my toddler. When is the best time to do those? I know we already have a theme park room, so we've requested that much, but we've gotten that much, I should say. But just how to go about doing that.
So you're talking to the right person, because I do this a lot for my guests over at the Magic for Less. Okay, so you can, if you have access to a fax, you can fax it. They still do say they check them. I don't fax them. Okay. But here's what I do. So one thing, if you're familiar with Touring Plans and they're a sponsor of our Monday shows, they have a feature where they can do room requests for you over there. And they're very highly successful with getting guests what they're looking for. Anecdotally, I don't use them. I use my own. I call them in myself. Yeah. So what I do, my strategy is I put a reminder on my calendar 2 to 3 days prior to my guest checking in or myself checking in. And so what I do is what happens is at about 4 or 5 days, the reservation goes from central reservations to the actual hotel. So that's when they find out who's staying and they get all the information. And then at that point, there's a person at the resort I always ask for the room assigner. I Google the phone. Oh, I have all the phone numbers here, but you can Google them, like Disney's Contemporary Resort or Bay Lake Tower. And it'll give you the phone number directly to the resort. You don't want the WDW Disney. You want you want to call the Contemporary. It'll be a 407-939 number. What's going to happen at that point is just ask for the room assigner. And then when he or she answers, butter them up, here's my standard thing. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You having a great day? Oh, man, I miss Florida. I'm up here. It's miserable in St. Louis. It's so cold, but it's really nice down there. Hey, just by the way, I have some great guests coming down. They're so excited for this trip. They've been looking forward to it for a year. The kids can't stand it. I know nothing can be guaranteed, but here's a couple things that I hope that maybe could happen if you could work some magic. And I give them the room request that way. Because the thing is, you're gonna catch more honey with more bees with the honey than with like bug spray, so get them excited. They're gonna nothing's guaranteed when it comes to like really specific room requests, but if you're looking for things like bed rails or a pack and play, call those in ASAP. Don't wait for 4 or 5 days. Get those on the reservation just so you don't forget, because that's something that's a deal breaker. The kids need safety and a place to be. But for like if you're looking for like a certain floor, certain part of the resort. 2 to 3 days before, call directly to the resort, ask for the room assigner, butter them up, and then cross your fingers. That's the best. And it works out well for me. Yeah. So that's about the best I can do, but it seems to work.
Okay. I'm happy to butter somebody up. That sounds good.
Sometimes you got to do it.
In the name of Disney.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Because here's the way I see it. It's not hurting them, because the thing is they're there doing a shift probably for 8 or 9 hours. They have to assign the rooms anyway. So at that point, they're probably sitting in front of a computer anyhow. So hopefully they're just going to pull. I'm hoping, and I don't know, because I'm 1,000 miles away. I can't see what they're doing. But I'm hoping that they'll pull the record. A lot of times I'll ask what the guest name, because they have to ask what the guest name is to type in the info. At 2 or 3 days, it's already in the system, so they could actually assign the room right then. Maybe. And then get into the inventory. So it works out pretty well for my guests. So good luck. And that's the best way I know to go about it, other than touring plans.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Hey, I just like when people call from Michigan, because I get to say the mitten, because I had no idea what that meant until my buddy Scott explained. He had a shirt on and said, I'm from the mitten. I'm like, what's that mean? You're from the mitten. He's like, haven't you ever seen Michigan? I'm like, oh my God, it does look like a mitten. I've never seen that in my life. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Because we're freezing half the year. Absolutely.
That's true. Hey, we'll stay warm, and you know what? You'll be down at Bay Lake Tower before you know it.
Oh, can't wait. Thanks again.
Take care. Have a good night. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, you guys are rocking it. 407-413-9395. When somebody drops, that's when you can call just like this. Hey, who's joining us? This is awesome. Who's on the line?
Hey, Mike, it's Brad from Chicago.
Hey, Brad, my wife and daughter just heading home from, they're in the suburb. Which one were they? They were
out in Schaumburg, I believe.
Schaumburg, that's right.
Giving you an update, too. The roads weren't too bad heading back from the Blackhawks game about an hour ago, so they should be out of the crazy stuff here. They should be home safe.
Good deal. That's good to hear, because it was a mess. We came home from Indy a few weeks ago from cheerleading, and it was a wreck, so... but I mean, I was driving, so I felt better about that. It's a couple moms driving home, and I just with two girls in the backseat, probably driving them crazy. So I just want to make sure everything's good. So I'm glad for that update. Yeah. So good. So
car a little heavier with that national championship too, if I remember seeing that on the Instagram correctly.
Hey, man, they actually what happens is they're like divided up like in their skill level and their age groups. So that's kind of how they determine. I'm learning all this stuff too. I got to learn it, because they're going to Disney in May, so I got to look like I know what's going on with all the stuff. So I've learned a little bit, but they won their division out of the 10 teams in their age and skill level. But then to come to find out, they won the grand champion, which means they had the highest score of anybody in Schaumburg at the entire competition, grade or age or skill level. So a lot of fun. Yeah, so they're excited for that. They got a big banner to hang in the gym tomorrow.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I actually wanted to talk, doing a little marathon weekend recap.
Okay, cool.
Oddly enough, found your call-in, your Run Disney Marathon Weekend call-in podcast about a day before we flew down for the 2019 marathon. We were 5K, 10K, and half marathoners this year, very first Run Disney event. And I wanted to give a shout-out, first of all, to a couple of things that you had mentioned on the podcast that we didn't quite know all the way about, having discovered it literally a day before we were flying down. But the first thing was your advice on the expo and when to get there and the Run Disney store and the merchandise. You do not have to get there first thing in the morning or stand in line or anything else. We went about 4 o'clock in the afternoon after hitting Animal Kingdom first thing in the morning. And then went back to the expo, got our bids, and then hit the merchandise tent there, the expo, the whole thing. It worked out great. The inventory was fantastic. So yeah, there's no need to stress or worry about picking up race details or bibs or anything like that for, you know, first thing in the morning. Go enjoy the parks, you know, have plenty of time to your group, and then eventually go and pick it up later in the afternoon. It saves a lot of stress.
The only thing is, like, you start seeing people around the park that day with, like, their jackets or, you know, like a t-shirt that you really want or, you know, some kind of, you know, I always get that FOMO, like, oh, I'm going to miss, because Disney's taught us this. It's so bad. Like, they make things scarce, I think, on purpose every once in a while. And it's like, oh man. Cause like Ricky wanted that sipper thing, the Mickey Mouse sipper cup or something that were really hard to get. But you're right. I mean, you don't have to, they're not going to give away your bib, you know, like your bib's your bib, your name's on it. You're going to get it when you get it. And, you know, they did a great job this past year. Now, it was your first time, but I've been there many, many times. This was the best year for not only good looking, I thought, again, this is opinion, but I thought the shirts and the jackets were super nice looking. They were quality stuff and there was plenty of it. So it was this year was better than the last couple. So I'm glad it was for you too.
Yeah, absolutely. And also to the actual shirts they gave away for the races too, I thought were really, because I'd seen some of them in the past and they were good. But I really liked how the, you know, you almost didn't have to buy any of the shirts out of the merch, out of the merchandise tent, just because of how good the regular race shirts were. So, that's inspired us to take a look at Wine and Dine, at the end of October, early November this year. Cause running the half through Magic Kingdom and Epcot, now you got to do the other two parts, of course. And we also might be a little bit dopey in years to come. We'll see what happens with
you
that.
You got to do it once. You got to do the dopey once. You know, if you like shirts, like, I mean, look, I that's the whole thing. I come home with extra shirts. My wife's like, you got 6 shirts. Why do you need any more shirts? Why are you buying the I did it shirts? Like, you have 6. I'm like, I know, I'm stupid. Disney's got me.
Yeah, but it's a good little talking point around, you know, around the workplace or with everybody else.
Yeah,
and
totally.
I'm like you, man, I run to eat. So, you know, if I need to, you know, if I need to bust my behind a couple extra miles to go have some, you know, some Oktoberfest out in Germany, you know, I'm all for that. That's easy. That's an easy selling point.
Smart.
And then the other thing, now that I can lay claim that I've lived it, and I know the first couple of calls tonight have talked about it. Training for the marathon, the two biggest things aside from getting the miles in, which first of all, we were the Jeff Galway program. We ended up run walking myself, my parents, who are in their early late 50s. And then my brother and sister, the whole thing, we as a group were able to finish pretty stress free with the training. So again, nice. Do the run, walk, the Jeff Kelly training. That's great. But the thing that I can now respect that you guys talked about is how to really train for the Disney Marathon. And it's wake up at 3 in the morning, go stand outside in the cold for about 2 hours.
Two
if you're
hours,
in some of the later corrals.
Yeah.
You know, without, and we were kind of making fun of people with Mylar blankets until we had to stand in the cold. oh man, the Mylar blankets are great. But I think what we're probably going to do next time is the Amazon link. And this is not a paid sponsorship, by the way. Mike and I didn't plan this. The Amazon link to pick up kind of a throwaway pair of sweatpants or, you know, a jacket or just something to stay a little bit warm in the corrals, because you're out there for a good, you know, we were in the later corrals, near the end of the race. We were out there for a good hour. Sometimes I think for the half, we were out there for 70, 80 minutes. So just get used to standing in the cold. It's good. Yeah, there's the Mylar on
yes,
the
Yes, I'm ready. I'm staying warm down here.
You're looking good, man. It's cold here in the Midwest. But no, get used to standing in the cold. And then when you're done with the race, bring an extra pair of tennis shoes and go to the parks and wear those. Again, like you said, something comfortable. It doesn't have to be top of the line race gear or anything. We did use, I do like the custom footbed that they offer at certain running shops. You can pick them up. I think mine were about $30 that they just heat them up in a little microwave thing and you step into them. That does help for race and long days walking through the parks, but I'm with you, man. I got the old $50 pair of Nikes out of the closet and threw the footbeds in there and off you go.
I wouldn't know what to do with expensive stuff. You know what? I used to speed skate back in like the mid 90s, and I was serious about that. My boots for my speed skates were custom made to my foot. Like they took my foot, put it in like plaster, and you didn't wear socks. It was molded exactly to your foot. $900 these boots were for my skates. So that's the last time I spent that kind of money on a sport. I'm too old now. So yeah, I just get the stuff. Amazon sends me emails like every 3 hours. You know how it is once you buy something on Amazon. Well, hey, you bought these one time. Here's 7,000 other kinds of pair of shoes. And I'm like, oh, these are on sale, $65. Okay, my other ones have a hole in them. I'll get them. So that's about it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But no, again, just be comfortable. Don't be afraid of the mileage either. It is Disney does a great job with keeping everybody motivated. Heck, the runners that you're running with do a great job of keeping everybody motivated. This podcast has been a godsend for us in the Midwest that are busting our butts on treadmills now, trying to train for the next race. But no, it's totally doable. It's very fun. Just wanted to call in, kind of share some stuff. Oh, and don't go to Jock Lindsey's before the night before the 10K and have Reggie's Revenge and whatever the spicy Korean wings are. We made it to the start line okay the next day. That was just a bit of a rough wake up that morning. So, you know, maybe go to Jock Lindsey's after you're done running. That's about the only other suggestion I have.
Here's a little inside baseball for you. I had Oktoberfest before all by myself. I ended up sitting at a table with listeners of the podcast. So it was pretty awesome, just randomly. But I had sauerkraut and all the German sausages before I ran the 10K, which I didn't even think about until I sat down to eat. And then for Princess here, coming up 2 weeks from this weekend, this past weekend, we're doing the new thing at Rosencrown. It's a dinner and a fireworks show to see illuminations, where it's all you can eat, all you can drink, alcohol included, which I'm not going to drink a lot. But it's the night before the half marathon. Like, I should be in bed by 7. But Pam Forrester booked it for all of us, so we're going to have a good time. So I'll be suffering on the morning of the half marathon. Thank God it's just a half marathon. Oh. I'd be dead if it was a marathon. Yeah. So.
Oh, absolutely. You could have a couple of Boddingtons or two, and, you know, I think it's justifiable.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Well, hey, thank you for the update. Thanks for all the great advice and stories. Appreciate that so much. And give us a holler in March.
Absolutely. We'll do, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Make it a great week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You too.
All righty. Good stuff. All right. I know somebody's been trying to call here from the 506. We're going to get you in here, I promise. Call back right now. The number is 407-413-9395. Hope you're enjoying the live show today. This is a blast for me, getting to talk to everybody about all kinds of Disney stuff. I don't buy expensive running shoes. But if you do, put the comments, put your advice there in the comments. I appreciate Kathy in there helping out some guests with some advice booking trips. I love this. This is great stuff. All right. Thank you for being so patient. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? It's Jonathan Ramirez.
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Listen, man, word on the street is the ladies bailed on you and you need a co-host.
That's it. It's the world is my co-host today. That's how I look at it.
I love it. No, the problem is I won't be able to help you because the topic is running. And The only running I've ever done is to run from the popo, brother.
Well, you know what though, brother? Listen to this. I run for cupcakes and Mexican food. So there you go. We have something in common.
I know a dude. Hey, listen, man. I know a dude.
Oh, man.
How you doing, man?
I am doing great, man. Just let me tell you that. We don't get to ever talk. We talk through social media, which I think is the beauty of social media, because I get to see what you're doing. You kind of see what I'm doing. We don't run in the same circles. We're not even in the same country. But I feel like you're a brother from another mother, just, you know, from knowing you through social media. And I've thought this so many times. I'm not kidding about this. If I didn't have what my awesome life that I have, I love my life. I would be up in your bakery. I'm not kidding. I would be up in your bakery, and I would be working with you and for you, and we'd be changing the world one cupcake at a time, man.
You could become the official taste tester.
Amen. I'm moving. House is for sale.
I love it. I love it. Hey, I've seen your wife, man. She's a beauty. You got to stay put there.
She is pretty awesome. She puts up with me, man. That's more than you can ask for.
So listen, man, I won't be able to talk on the subject of running, like I said, but what I wanted to call was kind of send that love right back at all you guys. As you know, I grew up just a few miles from Disneyland in Southern California, but I made my way for love up to Eastern Canada. So I'm kind of out of that Disney loop now. And not only do you guys on a consistent basis share the Disney news and share the Disney love, but you kind of reconnect me on a daily basis. And I listen to you, like I'll throw on a podcast early in the morning as I'm there at the bakery, like at 5 or 6 in the morning, and I'm sleepy and I'm tired and I'm grumpy. And I start listening to you guys, and you guys just, you know, lift my spirits. So on behalf of everyone, man, that was really the only reason I was calling in, is just to thank you for all the positivity. And also, bro, I worked in radio for 10 years. I did a morning show, and I know the time and the preparation that it takes. And for you guys to be so consistent and always on the ball, we really need to appreciate you guys even more, bro. And that's really all I wanted to say to you, bro.
You know what, though? But you're lying. You could never be in a grumpy or bad mood. It doesn't happen. That's false. That's fake news right there. That is fake news.
4 o'clock in the morning, you don't want to meet me before a coffee.
Hey, Jonathan, give everybody your Instagram so people can check out your stuff, because I want everybody to see it if they haven't seen it. Because, man, I'm telling you, well, let me just give a warning, a disclaimer here. Only follow Jonathan. Like, dude, I see his stuff, and I'm just like, oh, I just want to lick my phone. I'm like, hey, did you see? I know you probably saw this because you watch crazy stuff in the news, I'm sure. The guy that was licking the doorbells. Did you see that in the news?
Yes, yeah.
That could be me. That's me and your Instagram.
That's going to be you, man. They're going to lock you up in there in Hazelwood or Florissant, wherever you're at.
That's right.
Yeah, man, thanks for the love. It's Monkey Cakes Canada. Okay. It's the name of is my Instagram handle. And we started a bakery up here about 7 years ago. It was a pivot that I did. I wasn't even expecting it. It wasn't a business plan. And, you know, the big man upstairs just took care of the rest. And we're just blowing up Eastern Canada. And we're making lots of good food.
Hey, man. I love it, man. Keep living the good life. And thanks for being a friend, buddy. I truly mean it.
All right. I got a chance to meet Ricky up here in Canada a few months ago. On her cruise, we went over to Halifax to see her, but I can't wait to meet you in person, man, and we'll eat our faces off.
Yes, we will, man. We'll make it happen. So take care and keep spreading the love.
All right, man. God bless.
Talk to you soon. God bless. Bye-bye. Oh, man, I'm telling you, you got to follow on Instagram, Monkey Cakes Canada. Oh, he cracks me up. Oh, Jonathan. Hey, who's joining us? This is so much fun.
This is James Rothstein. Mike, how are you?
If I'm not 100% positive, but I think you may be calling in from a state that's a peninsula.
Possibly. We just made it back to Pop Century from Epcot, so now we're in for the rest of the night.
Now, okay, so you guys did or did not make homecoming last night, right? You did not?
So our flight was delayed out of Minneapolis. We were going to make it, like, hopefully make it there about 10:30 last night, but then our flight was delayed an hour and a half. And then it ended up being like 2 hours and 15 minutes. And then there was just no way we could have made it. So we got into our room last night around 1:30. And then we woke up at 6 o'clock and we headed to the parks, and we hit up Hollywood Studio first and got there at 7, and they opened up at 8, and we hit Slinky Dog, and then we did Toy Story Mania, and then Tower of Terror, and then we made our way to Magic Kingdom. So
how are you still awake?
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's why we're back at top right now, because so that after went to Magic Kingdom, we rode two rides there, and then we went over to Animal Kingdom and went on Maharaja Jungle Trek and went to Nomad Lounge and ate at Satuli Canteen, and then we hit up Epcot, got to Epcot by 2 o'clock, and we are supposed to be at La Hacienda right now eating, but we went there an hour and a half early, and we're like, can we get in now? And they let us in, and now we're back at Pop, so we can get to sleep soon and wake up at 3 o'clock for Magical Express back to Minneapolis.
So wait, you guys did 4 parks today after getting in that late?
Oh, yes.
Oh man, you are insane. I love it. I love insane people like you. That is so crazy. It, you know what? You did it for the food, because I saw your bowl over at Satuli Canteen. I was like, oh,
that's
man.
The best thing.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It really is.
God, I love
it's,
Instagram.
It's our favorite quick service. And like, we pretty much planned our entire trip around where we could eat and our quick service. We had a brunch scheduled for California Grill, but 2 weeks ago we went there. Right before the Pro Bowl, and right after we met Ricky, which was great. We got to meet her 2 weeks ago at Magic Kingdom. But we figured we were going to drink too many more mimosas and champagne, and we just would be ruined for the rest of the day. So we canceled that and just planned our trip around where we could have delicious food. So
nothing wrong with that, man. That's one of the keys to my vacations. So today it was kind of rainy down there, right? I was trying to follow along with everybody down there. It looked like it was raining a little bit.
Yeah, it rained the entire morning, sometimes hard, and then missed it a little bit, and then rained hard. But then we realized 2 weeks ago, we bought an extra umbrella, and we both had umbrellas, so we were all set. And we didn't have our kids with us, so we didn't have them whining. Not that they ever whine.
No way.
And then as soon as we were leaving Animal Kingdom, it cleared up and got really nice and warm, and it was just fantastic. So,
good deal. So, man, that's a quick turnaround on that trip.
Yes. So I go down each year for a solo trip, and I find the cheapest flight. I found like Delta for $146, and I was like, I can't pass that up. So, and then this year I asked Brendan to come with me. And so actually what happened was I was looking online for our flights one morning, and I found the flight for $146, and I bought it before talking to her. So I decided to invite her along, and then 2 weeks later, we bought her trip separately, and I just told her today that I bought them separately. So that was pretty great conversation. So
hey, man, you're already there. You're smart.
Yeah. Well, when I bought the flight, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was working. I didn't want to call and wake her and ask for permission, so I just did it. So it worked out great.
What, you got 146 round trip from Minnesota?
On Delta.
Whew, man. They're paying you to go down there.
For real. So
good stuff.
So we couldn't pass it up, and we just went down for one day, and it beats 5 to 6 inches of snow Minnesota's getting. So
heck yeah. Well, hey man, that's a heck of a 36 hours. I like it.
Deal.
All right. So, hey, well, thanks for calling in.
Call and say hi, and thanks for all you do, and we'll see you down here, I believe, in July.
All right. Yes, we will. Have a good, get some sleep, man. You're great. That's crazy.
Yes.
I love it. All right. Talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Take
see
care.
Well.
Bye-bye. Check it out. Going down to Walt Disney World from one day from Minnesota. Our listeners are crazy, and I love you guys. All right. We have our next caller on the line who's been trying for a while. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Kenny Christopher calling from Camden, Tennessee.
Hey, Kenny, we're getting from all over. How's Tennessee tonight?
I got to tell you, it's kind of nasty and wet, but doesn't sound like it's as bad as up in St. Louis.
Well, hey, it got above freezing, so I went out. My wife rode with one of the other cheerleaders' moms. They rode up together in their car. Her Trailblazer was sitting on the driveway. When I went out for Taco Bell for lunch, it was just covered with ice. It looked like something you'd see in like Hoth in The Empire Strikes Back. But it's now above freezing. It's like 35, so everything's melted off. So we're doing better. We're gonna survive. Once I knew I could make it to Taco Bell, it was all good.
I can't complain. It was 70 degrees here on the Tennessee River last weekend. So,
man,
what's
That's God's
country. Anyway, I wanted to ask you if you have any idea about the best princess meet and greets at any of the parks and resorts at Walt Disney World.
So meeting princesses at Walt Disney World. Okay, so
photo opportunities, all that for the little ones, and heck, even for the grown-ups.
Well, you know, probably the best one, the one that Disney spent the most money on in the past, say, 5 years, would be meeting Anna and Elsa over in Norway at Epcot. You know, that if they're into that. You also have, obviously, Princess Fairy Tale Hall in the Magic Kingdom. That's a good spot to knock out. God, this is where I need Ricky, because Mallory's finally getting to the age where she's not into the meet and greets as much. But I believe it's Sleeping Beauty and Rapunzel in there. And then they rotate some other ones. So that's a good spot. But to be honest, I don't know how you feel. How do you feel about character dining?
Now, we have in the past done the character dining experience in Norway for the princesses.
Yes, that's the one I was going to say. That's like your Chef Mickey's, but for princesses.
And I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but it was actually one of the better dining experiences we've had.
Agreed. It's called Akershus. It's so good.
So is that where the Anna and Elsa one is now, or?
Well, no, they're separate. You just get a fast pass for them, or actually the lines aren't even long because they figured out a way to make it so that the lines aren't so long to meet Anna and Elsa. Wink, wink. So you can just kind of walk up to that one or get a fast pass. It's right next to the restaurant. It's a little bit beyond the restaurant, but they have, you know, basically they've recreated, what's the name of the town that the Frozen takes place in. Help me out, chat room. What's the name of that town? Arendelle. They've recreated, and I didn't see the chat room, by the way. So they have kind of like Arendelle over to the side. That's where you meet Anna and Elsa. But then in Akershus during the restaurant, you can meet five princesses just during your meal. So you could knock out seven princesses in one country probably in 2 hours. And then you're way ahead of the game.
I think that's a great suggestion, Mike. Thank you so much.
And check out Belle's always back in France, too. So just check the time guide and you'll see her, too.
That's perfect. Mike, thank you so much. We appreciate what you do.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Hey, good job on your Vols, number one team in the country in basketball.
Yeah, well, what you going to do? We can't just dominate football.
So, yeah. I was gonna bring that up. And we're not going to be banned from bowl games by the time football comes around. I'm telling you, we got that.
So,
was
hey,
right.
I'm wondering, I'm originally a Memphis boy. How'd you enjoy the Liberty Bowl?
You know what? The weather was so wicked nasty that day, and we drove down from St. Louis just that day and drove home the same night. It was New Year's Eve. I was bitter about not getting a Florida Bowl. I was not in the right mindset to enjoy it. Actually, I liked the stadium, but I was just kind of bitter because I was freezing. There was drunk college kids all around us that acted like they were 12, like sixth graders that had never drank a beer before. So I would have enjoyed it on a sunny day, and if we would have won, it would have helped too. So
no, I'm with you. I spent the Liberty Bowl before that freezing my tailbone off up in the high section. So.
That's where we were.
Yep.
It was a tough day for the Tigers, but you know, hey, maybe next year.
Win some, lose some.
You know what?
Thank you so much for taking my call, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, man. Thanks for calling so much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got to be careful not to talk too much football, boy. I'll get me sidetracked there. All right, next caller. This is so much fun. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. How's it going? This is Bill out in Oregon.
Hey, Bill. How's it going out in Oregon? Beavs. What's up, Oregon State?
That's right. No, it's cold out here, but not as cold as you guys are doing back there.
Now, are you guys getting all that snow that Washington's getting? I guess you are. I mean, that's all we're hearing about in the news.
No,
like it's Snowmageddon.
Not really. Yeah, not too bad. Seattle's getting blasted, but we've gotten maybe over the last couple of days an inch total. I mean, there's nothing outside right now.
Oh, that's good.
So,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But got a question for you. So we are going on our first Disney cruise next month.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun.
Oh, I know. We're looking forward to it. We've done so much else, never done a cruise. We're going to be going out of San Diego.
So you're taking,
and
so you're,
we
so
were
you're
wondering,
going to be on the, you're on the Wonder, right?
On the Wonder, correct. Yep. Correct. But we're wondering, should we take water on with us?
I don't. Because
a case of a bottle of water.
I mean, why are you bringing water? Because some people do. I mean, well, what are you thinking in your head? Why do you want
water?
Well,
we're just wondering if, quite frankly, we're kind of picky with the water we drink. Whenever we go down to California, we don't really drink the water in Southern California. I call it California dirt water.
It's kind of like,
because it doesn't taste very good.
Well, my girls call Florida, like when we go to Disney World, they call it Florida water. Like, because it's, I guess,
yeah,
it has
pretty
more,
much. And again, Florida, yeah, Florida's kind of got the dirt water stuff going on. It's not as bad as Southern California.
Yeah, I've never had that one, but yeah, they call Florida
how
water.
Taste on the boat.
So you can carry on as much as you can put on your carry-on bags. Like, I've asked Disney Cruise Line, you know, on behalf of guests, to, like, you know, can you bring X amount of bottles? They say, no, it's just as much as you can get into your bags that still the bag meets the requirement for a carry-on. And, I mean, water gets heavy quickly, so, you know, you don't want to slip that stuff all around. But I will say that on the ships, the water does not taste like Florida water. It is very... I don't know if I mean, does it doesn't have a taste. It's very clean. Like, it doesn't taste chlorinated to me at all. Now, I'm not the pickiest person either, but I mean, I think the water is great on the ships. It's fine because they run it through the desalination stuff.
Yeah. Do your girls drink the water on the boat?
Yes, they do.
Okay, cool. So,
and you know what? I make them, you know, it's like, we paid $5,000 for this ship. Drink the water. It's not going to hurt you. It's fine. It's probably cleaner. I guarantee it's cleaner than the stuff they're pulling out of the Missouri River here by our house.
Yeah, right on. No, okay, good.
You're going to have a great time, man. Oh, the Wonder is such a great ship. You're going to have an awesome. So you're going to San Diego. Is it a Mexican Riviera cruise, or where is it headed? Up north?
Yeah, it's down to Cabo San Lucas and then to Ensenada.
Oh, man. You're going to have the best time ever. Yeah, just so is it how many nights?
It's Sunday through Friday.
Nice. So yeah, just
so like 6 nights.
Man, get that personal navigator as soon as you get into the, you know, the port to board the ship, kind of scan through there and see what's happening in the next day or so. Pick out some of those things. Mm-hmm. And you know, the biggest thing is go to the stuff. Like, go to trivia, go to you know, just the crazy, like, minor stuff. Of course, you're going to want to go to the shows and your dinners are going to be awesome, but look on there and find some of the more obscure things, the game shows. That stuff is a blast. So just take it all in, and man, those cruises go so fast. Just take it all in. They go so fast.
Right on. Well, we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, hey, give us a call next month and let us know what you thought.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bon voyage. See you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, man. Love is talking some running, some cruising, some eating, all kinds of stuff. And we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hello?
Hello. Hey, who's joining us? This is Mike.
Hi, this is Carrie from Seattle.
Hey, Carrie. Hey, you just, Bill's right to your south there in Oregon. How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, so you're in Seattle, so you're getting all the historic snow that I've been seeing on the news.
Yes, it's Snowmageddon here.
That's what I heard. I hope you guys, we're with you. We're with you. We had ice today.
Yeah, we've had lots of school closures, so my girls are happy.
Yes, nothing like
and
a snow
church
day.
Was canceled.
Yeah, church was canceled here because of the ice today, which, you know, it's kind of crazy when church gets canceled, so that was something.
It's true.
So how can I help you?
I'm calling on behalf of my 10-year-old daughter, Liliana.
Okay.
She's a little shy, but she absolutely loves your podcast. She listens with my husband probably weekly. They've been listening for about 7 years.
Holy
and she
cow.
Loves your podcast so much. So she wanted to say thank you.
Wow.
But then she also had a question for you. We are big Disney people. We have had annual passes to Disneyland for a few years, and we've ventured over to Disney World about 2 times with our kids, but not since they were little. So in the next about year, my husband and I are celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary. So we are looking to possibly go to Disney World and maybe do a Disney cruise. We know you've taken several cruises. So we're curious, out of all of them, what would you suggest for a first-time cruiser?
Okay, first of all, congratulations on 20 years. That's pretty amazing.
That's thank
awesome.
You.
So, and I appreciate your daughter listening to the podcast. I love when the kids listen because I don't know if like your daughter knows or, you know, everybody in the audience knows I taught elementary school for 17 years. So kids are awesome.
Yes,
and they do great things.
She knew that. She loves that.
Yeah. So, working in the travel industry for the last 2 years full time has been a blessing and it's been awesome. But I do miss, you know, the kids gave me energy and they still do. So that means a lot to me. So I really appreciate that. As far as going down to the world and possibly sailing with Disney Cruise Line, first of all, For folks that have never sailed with Disney Cruise Line, there's nothing, again, it's just my personal opinion, but there's nothing like it. I love going to Walt Disney World. Don't get me wrong. I'll be there in 2 weeks. I can't wait to run Princess. It's going to be fun. But I'm telling you, I am counting the minutes to being on the Disney Dream on the podcast cruise June 28th because it's like I love Walt Disney World because you get amazing service and the atmosphere is all around you. You know, you feel like you're somewhere totally disconnected from the real world when you're in the bubble, as people call it down at Walt Disney World. Now, when you go on a Disney cruise, it's that same feeling, but it's more intense because think about it. You're on a very, the ships are huge, but you're on a vessel that has everything you need. But the service is even 10 times better than Walt Disney World. You're not competing with as many people. You're not having to go through all the rigmarole of like trying to get from your door at Pop Century to, say, the Tower of Terror at the studios. Because as much fun as that is, it's a lot of work. You know, you got to go through the touch points. You got to get on transportation. You got to, there's a lot of that. On the ship is only so big. So you don't have to worry about like rushing out the door and doing all this stuff. And the service you get's incredible. And every morning you wake up in an amazing place. And even when you're just going from place to place, for somebody like, you're on a coast, so it's not such a big deal, but I'm in Missouri. I love seeing the ocean. Like, I never get to see it. It's an amazing, it makes you really have perspective on the world. Like, wow, you think your world is, like you're the center of everything. You get out there and you're like a speck on the ocean with this big ship. And you're like, whoa, this is awesome. But with families, I cannot tell you enough, when you're going on a Disney cruise with a family, it's incredible because you're going to make these memories together. You have more together time on a cruise, I think, than even at Walt Disney World because, you're going to be going on port adventures during the day and doing some amazing things, say maybe, Castaway Key. Maybe you'll run the 5K together or you'll rent bicycles or you'll go out and spend some time at Pelican Plunge, which is like their little water park. Maybe you'll snorkel together. Even if it's just playing on the beach, you're going to make all these memories together. They're amazing. As far as a first-time cruise, I would suggest a Bahamian because, and on the Disney Dream, because first of all, those are some of the most affordable of the cruises, but I would do a 4 or 5 night cruise and try to find one that at least goes to Castaway Key once. The ones in the summer, some of them do double dips, but I would start with a 4 or 5 night Bahamian. But I'm telling you, when you get on the Fantasy and do a Caribbean cruise, those things are amazing, but they get expensive quick. So I'd start with a Bahamian 4 or 5 night on the Dream and just kind of get your feet wet. 3 nights are okay, but they go so stinking fast that you're going to, I have a feeling you're a big Disney fan, obviously. You're going to fall in love with it. You're going to fall in love with it within 20 minutes of being on the ship. And you're going to be like, oh man, I wish I would have done a 4 or 5 nighter instead of 3. And that's going to be in your mind the whole time you're taking the 3 night cruise. So I do a 4 or 5 night on the Dream.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's my daughter's dream to go on a cruise with you guys, so maybe someday we'll meet you in person.
Yes, we'll do it. Podcast Cruise 6, a couple of years, we'll have to make it happen.
Okay, thank you so much, Mike.
Hey, tell your daughter I said hello. Thank you so much.
I will. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, loving this tonight. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. You guys are keeping it rolling. I love it. You guys are awesome. I love the Sunday night stuff. It's awesome talking Disney with you. Don't forget today's show, though, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So the next time you're headed to a Disney destination, check out the magicforless.com. Got the ad read in there as I had a chance. And if you don't mind, take a swig of soda here real quick. That's where I miss Ricky and Pam, because that's where I throw it to Ricky and ask her, so what are you doing tonight? All right, so we have about, looks like over my shoulder, about 6 minutes to the top of the hour. So we have about 6 minutes left in the show. Give us a call, 407-413-9395. The phone lines are wide open right now. So give us a call. We can talk Disney Cruise Line, give some advice to first-time cruisers. We talked about it. Hey, Princess, coming up in less than 2 weeks now, actually just about a week and a half away. I'm running my first Princess. I'm doing the 10K and the half marathon, not the challenge, but I'm just doing those separately because the challenge wasn't open when I registered, but that's okay. I'm just out there for the fun, so who's excited for Princess? I'm excited just to get out of the cold and wet St. Louis, Missouri, and back down to Florida. That's what I'm excited about. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who is on the line?
This is Amanda from San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Amanda, how's it going down in Texas?
Pretty good. It's cold.
Whatever.
I thought when I moved to Texas, it was going to be warm.
All these other people are like, we feel so sorry for you. Everybody calling from Michigan and Canada and Seattle. We're in Connecticut. And we were buried under ice here today. So, yeah.
It's not that bad here. but it still feels very cold.
Our thoughts and prayers are with your community.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We appreciate it.
So what's on your mind?
So, I was just calling. We just got back from our trip. We went around Marathon weekend and stayed like the week after, but we weren't running the races. This time, the last time we tried to go down there to run a race was whenever the half marathon got canceled. And with our schedules, it tends to be just harder to plan on the races. But we did encounter, because we drove in the morning of one of the races, and that was an interesting experience because we've never drove in and gone straight to the park the same day. So we weren't quite prepared for the amount of traffic that we encountered.
Did you try to go to the Magic Kingdom?
Yes.
Oh man, you don't want to do that on Marathon Sunday or Saturday.
So imagine that you have a almost 5-year-old and an almost 1-year-old in your backseat, and you're driving through the traffic. And I told my son Noah, he's called on the show before, if you remember Noah or not.
Yes.
But he likes listening, and he's a big Disney guy. And we told him, though, because we didn't want him to know. We were driving from family that lives in Florida into Disney that morning. We didn't want him to know where we were going. So he keeps bugging us, and he's like, and we told him we were going to the world's biggest Target, the biggest Target store in the world. Oh, and he should be so excited.
Yeah, that would get me just so pumped. Oh, man, the world's biggest Target. Woo-hoo.
And then he was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. This is ridiculous. And then we're in that traffic for so long. And the joke was kind of on us trying to trick Noah a little bit about where exactly we were going. So that was, but we survived and we went and did, Thunder Mountain right away. And he got to do it twice because we did the rider swap with our fast pass. So that was awesome for him. And it didn't completely derail our day, even though we got there like an hour after we thought we were going to get there.
Yeah, so. I've obviously seen the traffic going into the toll plaza there on the race mornings,
yeah.
And it's a nightmare. But I mean, it's not yeah. It's not as big of a nightmare as being at the world's biggest Target. That would be the worst.
Yeah.
Now, where'd you guys stay?
We stayed at Pop Century.
So quick, what'd you think? First time in the new rooms?
Yeah, it was our first time in the new rooms, and they were really nice. We thought that they did a really good job whenever they redid the rooms. They did a great job of kind of making the most of the space that was available. So, and we stayed in the preferred pool, which was super convenient with us, with the kids, and getting on the buses, and we never really felt like we had to wait that long. If anything, we only ever complained that our bus stop was always the furthest one, of course. So
always.
That was the only bus complaint we really had. And it was our first time taking a double stroller into the park. So
how's that rolling that thing around? Cause that thing's the size of a small car.
Yeah. It was intense. We rented one from one of the, like, I think, which one did we do? I know it was the one that has the Magic logo on the side. Maybe it was Magic Strollers or Kingdom Strollers. I can't remember.
There's so many
remember,
of them now.
But
there used to be like 2 or 3. Now there's like 100 of them. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. We got the City Mini GT, which was awesome because my husband's like 6'3", and I'm 5'5", and so it was a good, because they have the height adjustable handlebar.
Nice.
And which a lot of people might not think about right away, or maybe dads won't think about, but I reminded my husband that one, even though it was a little bit more than the standard double, they had the ability for us to adjust it, so he wasn't feeling kind of slouched over pushing the kids through the park all day. So that was a good tip on the stroller. It folded up pretty nicely for being a double stroller for the bus. So
that's, well, hopefully I'm not pushing any more strollers. I don't plan on it anymore. You know,
yeah.
I'm not planning on pushing more strollers. Yeah. So, but that's a good tip though for people that are tall.
Yeah. So it was nice. And we had a good trip. It was our son's first time because he was finally tall enough to do a lot of the roller coasters. So that was a lot of fun for him. He enjoyed it. He even got to do Tower of Terror, which I'm personally very terrified of. And he told me the whole time, because my husband told him that I was afraid of the ride. And he told me that it was going to be okay. And he was the only kid on the ride at the time. And he was four, like it was before his birthday. And so it's him and like all these adults, and he's giving his mom this pep talk as we're getting on to the elevator. So that was funny. We have lots of moments like that. So,
sometimes I think when kids are giving their adults, their parents pep talks like that, I think part of it's for the parent, but part of it's like self-assurance for them. Like, I'm just making sure I'm going to be okay. Mom, you can do this. And that means I'll be okay. I think, I hope, I don't know.
Yeah, he loved it though. He wanted to go on it like 20 more times, and I was like, one time's good enough.
Same,
one
same.
Time's good enough for me.
Yeah, twice and I'm dead. There's no way I can do it one time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, he loved it. He had an awesome trip, and we were there for his birthday, and we planned the trip a lot pretty last minute. Like, we didn't decide to go until maybe a month before. And so we were kind of worried that we would have a hard time getting the fast passes or hard time getting the dining reservations we wanted at times that worked for having two kids and everything. And we had a huge party because we had other family members. So it was 10 of us total. And we got everything we wanted. And that was really reassuring to me because I was a little terrified because normally we plan these trips like a year or so in advance.
Last minute trips can be done. You just gotta, it's intense when you do a last minute trip or a closer in trip, because obviously the booking window a lot of times is open for fast passes or especially for dining. But if you're persistent, you can usually get most of what you want. So what was your best meal, you would say, from the trip?
Probably the Garden Grill, because that's our favorite restaurant to go to.
Yeah,
so.
I like that one. I'll be, you know, I'm going down solo again in a couple weeks for Princess. But man, I saw some pictures the other day, and somebody was eating there, and I'm like, man, because like when I went back to Beer Garden, that was fun. Like that was okay to eat by myself, and by the later on, I was eating with a bunch of people. A lot of friends had showed up by then. But Garden Grill, I don't think I'd do that one by myself. But man, I love that place.
Yeah.
I love that place. Oh.
It's a lot of fun. And I was, you know, because I'd emailed in you guys to ask if you thought that they would be able to accommodate for a party of 10 or not. And we weren't sure if they would because of the way some of the booths and everything are. But what we ended up doing is, you know, I know that they probably can't always do this, but we got one reservation for like half of our party at like 12:45 or something. And then the other half was at like 12:50 or 12:55. And we kind of just like somebody showed up from the party first and like explained what was going on and what we were trying to do. And they were able to get a table that fit all of us all together, which is really nice. And it's a lot, it's a much calmer for, we have four kids in the party that are all five and under. So it was so calm for them. With the characters coming around, because we've done Chef Mickey's, which is super fun, but
that's a
you know,
house.
It's a little more laid back.
Yeah.
At Chef the Garden
Mickey,
Grill.
Yeah, I agree. Garden Grill is just, it's fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's totally fun, but it is way, like Chef Mickey's just a free for all. Like it's good and it's fun, but man, it is like a party. And little kids are just like, woohoo, I'm going up and grabbing a Mickey waffle or whatever, you know, it's nuts.
Yeah. Noah has, he handles Disney okay, but like, usually by a certain day, he starts to have some things because he gets kind of like with noises and things like that. Like it wasn't until his fourth birthday that we could actually sing happy birthday to him without him just bursting into tears. Cause like certain noises would just really tend to hit him like differently. And he had different hearing problems and stuff like that for a while. And so we've enjoyed going to Chef Mickey's, but we've also seen him just like cry, you know, most of the time we're there and just be like, just kind of staring at the wall, like can't focus, you know, on anything, not fully appreciating what's happening. But at Garden Grill, he he ate his food, he did all this other stuff, and so and to me the food was a little more like adult, since they bring out multiple options.
And it's also nicer when it's when it's family style, when they're bringing it to the table, rather than, you know, I mean, I don't mind buffets and going and retrieving my food at the buffet, that's fine, but they're, it just feels a little bit nicer when it's family style, say at Garden Grill or at like breakfast at Ohana, you know, just stuff like that. I enjoy that, you know, just bring it to me and keep it coming. It's like, it's totally the lazy man's buffet, but hey, that's, I'm on vacation. You know what? I run every other day. Bring me my food. And when you said you had 4 or 5 kids under 5, God help you.
we had our 2 kids, and then my sister-in-law, my husband's sister, came with her 2 kids, and like she had a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So we had 2 1-year-olds, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and then the grandparents and her husband. So it was a big party of people. So, but it was, we still, you know, we planned the trip like about a month out, and we still had an awesome time. So
awesome.
You know.
Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Everybody survived.
Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Make sure you tell Noah that I said hello and that I hope he's doing great.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Well, take care. Stay warm. We're thinking of San Antonio.
Yeah, keep us in your thoughts and prayers.
I'll send one up for you tonight before bed. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Oh man, you guys are so funny. All right, you know what? We'll go one more call. Why not? If anybody wants to call in the next minute or so, we'll take that call. I appreciate each and every one of you being here on a Sunday night. We're going to try to do this at least once a month. We'll get Pam and Ricky back on here as well next month. I just threw this one together at the last minute, so this is not their fault. This is my fault. Their significant others probably weren't out of town for the whole weekend and needed something to do. So I appreciate you guys joining me on a Sunday night to keep me company. I love talking Disney, and it's been fun opening up the phone lines and having an extra podcast out here on the feeds. I hope if you're checking this one out, you say on the feed this week, and you can give me some feedback at BRGuestMike on Twitter. Let me know what you think. If you like these shows, we'll do more of them and put them out on the feeds maybe once a month, just like the old days. All right, last call of the day. Who's joining us?
Hi, Mike. It's Alfred in New York.
Alfred, I was waiting until you called to end the show. So there you go. Now we can put a wrap on it. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. I just had a question. I've been reading about something, and I'm thinking of doing it next time I go down. The Toy Story Land morning event.
Okay.
Is it worthwhile for the money that they charge?
Every person that I've talked to, now I haven't done this one yet. And, you know, to be honest, I don't know if I will, because I'm a cheapskate. You know, I mean, are we really cheapskates if we go to Walt Disney World or take Disney cruises? I don't think so. Like, we're spending money like we mean it. But the thing is that every person that I've talked to, the same thing with the Disney After Hours events, every person that I've talked to, and I get a lot of feedback from guests when they get home, people I work with, I always ask them, you know, what'd you think? Was it money well spent? Would you do it again? For this event, everybody says I would do it again in a heartbeat, because they say that it's hard to get that feeling of exclusivity down at Walt Disney World. And you get that at these events, you know, where it's very limited amount of people. You're getting to ride Slinky Dog. You're riding the Swirling Saucers. You're going on Toy Story Mania. You're getting a breakfast. I mean,
you're meeting the characters.
Yes. So think about it. That would probably, that series of events, if you take those attractions, that meet and greet and breakfast, without it would probably take you at least 3 or 4 hours, maybe 5 hours to get all those things. And you probably couldn't even get them all done in a day. You can knock them out in 90 minutes, and then the rest of your day is gravy. So, yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, I hate to equate everything to money, because I'm not a money person. I'm more about experiences and value. But I mean, when it opens up a whole nother day to be able to do things at another park or the rest of the park, people worth it. So I would say yes.
Yeah. Well, I would say yes too, only because it's so popular, Toy Story Land.
And Michelle,
if you want to do those rides more than once,
that's
really the only way.
Yeah, that's 100%. If you want to do Slinky Dog multiple times, that's it. Michelle's in the chat room right now leaving a comment. She says they did it and they thought it was worthwhile. You know, folks, Justin's in the, he's a big Disney fan. He goes all the time. He loves the Magic Kingdom After Hours. So these events are just getting rave reviews. And you know what? Disney's got to be kind of rubbing their hands like, Yes, because what they're doing is, I mean, it's a revenue stream for time the park wasn't open. Think about it. I mean, that's pure profit for them. You know, it's like,
right,
that's gold for them.
And
but
you
I mean,
still have to have a ticket too.
Exactly.
So not like,
yeah. And on top of it, I mean, think about it. They're getting a premium price. I mean, it's like, and they're getting great positive feedback. Like how they, whoever came up with this idea has just got to be, they just have to be dancing. I bet you they sleep with a smile on their face. Like it's getting good reviews and we're getting more revenue. It's like a win-win.
And I'm sure they're going to do it with Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, I don't need, that'll be up in 24. You know what? They might have to go and like make a 25th hour in the day for Galaxy's Edge. I don't know how that's going to work, but they'll, if they
I don't
do
either.
It, they
that's going to be scary.
Yes, it will. They're going to have to work on like the time space continuum kind of thing because 24 hours is not going to be enough.
Yeah. Cause I was reading another article today saying that they put walls up because they're probably expanding the road to walk into Galaxy's Edge.
Who knows? I would bet they it's, I don't even know what to think. Like, cause I've seen Toy Story. I was there for the media event for Toy Story when it opened and it was a, it was a big to do, but I mean,
yeah,
this is Star Wars. Like this is, I mean, Harry Potter was crazy.
More.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. This is going to be just like, part of me is like scared because I don't want people to be turned off because they expect to go because, you know, like we all know that it's going to be nuts. Everybody listening to the show, we kind of have realistic expectations. We know that, you know, you may not ride on the Millennium Falcon for a couple months. You know, like you're going to have to think about it. You can, if you want to invest 6-7 hours, but I mean, not everybody's going to do it. Mm-hmm. I just hope though that, you know, Disney doesn't get dinged on this because it's so dang popular that they just can't meet expectations. I just hope that doesn't happen.
Well, that's why I think they're going to have some kind of an event like they're doing with Toy Story Land.
I hope so.
Because it's the only thing that makes sense. But they're not going to charge $79 for it.
No, it'll be $790.
Probably be double that.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> You know it. It's going to be crazy. But you know what? The thing is, there'll be people that'll pay it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would even consider that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just to guarantee that I can ride the rides in there.
And you know what? I hate to say this, but some people would do it just so they could, you know, like post on Instagram that they were in there, you know, or do a Facebook Live because they're in there, you know, like they're one of the first. So, yeah, it's and you know what? I don't blame Disney. If people are going to pay for it, more power to them. You know, it's because I spend my, you know what? Everybody makes their money. They work hard for it. And you want to spend it how you like it. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Spend it the way, you know, what's going to get you the most enjoyment. So I'm all for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Last year when I went down, I did a lot of new things. I was a new GVC member.
Nice.
And so I just did so many things. I did the DVC fireworks cruise. I did the New Year's Eve party. I did the painting with the view. And I'm like, these were experiences that, yeah, they were expensive, but they were so well worth it.
Yep. I agree. I mean, because
I'm like,
yeah, I'm glad that they offer these things.
It brought a whole new outlook of what I can get out of Disney.
Well, there's
because I've gone so many times.
And that's it. There's a small percentage of people that complain about, you know, Disney's trying to charge for everything. But you know what? The thing is, is as long as they're not taking things away, I don't mind if they have all these extra tours and events, like you said, like the, the painting with a,
that's
not painting with twist, but I mean, if I don't do it, that's not hurting me at all on my vacation. It's fine. Like I just, I choose not to do that. But if somebody wants to do it, you do it. So no problem. Well, hey, we're going to put a wraps on this because we're going a little long, but thanks for calling in, and we're going to do it again in March. So
thank you.
We'll check us out, and we'll give us a call, please.
All right.
All right.
Sounds
thanks,
good.
Alfred. Talk
night.
To you soon. All right. Have a great night. All right. So that is going to do it for our live show here in February. Hope you guys enjoyed it. This was a lot of fun for me. Honestly, ton of fun for me here. Amos is in the chat wanting to know how to subscribe to the podcast. Thank you for asking. You can just go to any of your favorite pod catchers like iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. We're on Spotify. We're anywhere you can get Pocket Casts. We're anywhere you get your podcast. Just go to Be Our Guest Podcast and subscribe. If you've never done that, please do subscribe to the show. It helps out. And if you don't mind, tonight here on a Sunday night, if you're watching live, listening live here on Facebook, or if you're on the feed this week, we really need some iTunes reviews, if you don't mind. I know that we have hundreds and hundreds, but I think they expire after a little bit. So if you don't mind this week or right away, just drop by iTunes and give us a rating and a review. I would truly appreciate that. That's all I ask for the podcast. It just helps us get the word out. We're doing really well on iTunes, but we want to make sure that we always do the best that we can. We put a lot of time into the show. We want to make sure that we can get the word out to as many listeners as possible, because the more people we have listening, the more fun we get to have on shows like today. So thank you so much for listening. You can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, we got the Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right. Well, hey, thanks again for being a part of this. I feel like we're back in the saddle from like 2010 or something. We used to do these once a month on Live 365. We're going to bring them back. This is so much fun. I miss this, really. So be watching for this. We'll do it again in March, but we're going to get out of here. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Sunday night. Until we talk again, I'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.